Hello and welcome to the Center for Crop Diversification's podcast series. This is Matt Ernst for the University of Kentucky's Department of Agricultural Economics. Today we'll talk to Trudy Reed from Paris, Kentucky. Trudy, with her husband Dana, owns and operates Reed Valley Orchard. There they grow tree fruit and small fruit, marketing fresh and value-added products through their on-farm retail and pick-your-own, as well as retailing some off the farm. Hi, Trudy. It's good to talk to you again today. Let's talk about blackberries. I know there are several different types of blackberries. There's thorned, thornless, erect, and semi-erect, and that variety might be a little bit intimidating for someone just getting started out. So tell me a little bit about what types of blackberries you grow on your farm.
Okay, to start out with, we're all thornless.
All thornless. How did you come to select being all thornless then?
We're primarily a U-pick operation, and no one wants to get scratched. They can go get thornies in the wild. So we are mostly U-pick, and that's the reason we chose the thornless.
About how many acres or blackberry plants do you grow each year?
We right now have about 1 acre.
Tell me a little bit about the trellising and the row spacing there on your blackberry acre.
The trellising is it's a 4-wire crossbar, and it's 15 feet between rows. Now, I didn't tell you what kind of varieties that we had. I don't know if you needed to know that.
Sure. Tell me about the different varieties that you're growing there in central Kentucky.
All right. We have Triple Crown, Chester, Hull, and Natchez. And the Triple Crown, we planted those more for taste because they're pretty hard to market, you know, wholesale. The rest of them are easier to market wholesale.
Now, you have to prune the blackberries each year, is that right?
Yep, we're pruning them as we speak. Got 2 guys out there pruning them right now.
So we're in early April as we're talking.
Yep.
What are some of the other important things for production that you have to do to make sure your U-pick customers are picking high-quality berries?
Well, we always put lime sulfur on in the spring, and we use a pre-emerge in the spring herbicide. Pre-emerge herbicide in the spring, and that helps keep, you know, the weeds from coming up.
And you mow in between the row middles then?
Always. Mm-hmm. I thought that was just a given.
Absolutely. What other things have you found helpful? Any insect or disease problems that you have to manage for?
Yeah, we've got irrigation available. We've come up with this wonderful little bug, fruit fly. I'm sure you've been hearing about it. And I think it's going to change the production of all berries in Kentucky. Spotted wing Drosophila fruit fly. So that's going to cause a lot of people, I think especially homeowners, problems if they don't manage it well.
How long have you been managing for that, and what have you found so far?
We learned of it last year. We don't spray until we have to. So we trap and we see if it's coming in. And Rick Besson works with us with the traps. Send them back to UK, and then they tell us if they're there or if they're not. But we do not spray until we know that we've got the nasty little creature.
That's kind of moving into harvest and what you're how you're selling and harvesting them. So let's talk a little bit about harvest and marketing. How long is the harvest season for your blackberries?
For us, it's usually around July 4th through Labor Day. You know, give or take, you know, several days on one end or the other.
After you pick the berries, how long do they stay fresh off the bramble?
Triple Crown, probably about 4 days, and the Chester, Hull, and Natchez probably about a week. But I will tell you that is under refrigeration. It has to be refrigerated.
And how quickly does it need to be refrigerated after picking?
Immediately after picking, especially with this fruit fly.
What are the different market channels, the different ways that you're using to sell your blackberries, Trudy?
U-pick is number one for us, and that's our first choice, of course. We we pick is second, and we do that for resale in our store and for farmers market. And then our third and final way to do it is, of course, we pick. We freeze for our pies and jams that we make here on the farm.
So you're adding value to some of your blackberries through putting them into pies and jams.
And that's how things have changed for us from when we first thought of how we would sell the blackberries. We did not think about making the pies with them, and then our jam has really turned out to be a very sought-after product because of the way that we make it. We reduce the sugar by less than half, and we have more fruit than anything in it.
So what do your customers tell you about both the products and then the fresh blackberries? How do they respond to the locally grown fresh blackberries?
Locally grown is what they want. That's why they come here. That's why they drive out here in the middle of nowhere to pick their berries. And locally grown is what keeps us going.
Do you see more potential for increasing the amount of blackberries available in that local area or not?
No. I asked Dana earlier, we both think that we've about reached saturation point. You know, what we've seen people at farmers market are taking blackberries back home with them.
So just as a estimate, can you say, you said that UPIC is your first market channel and then ones that you sell there on the farm. Do you sell ones that you've picked at farmers market too or anywhere else or not?
No.
Okay.
We did sell to some stores before, but just because we've got such a big UPIC calling for them, they usually pick them all. Then we pick second for the store and for farmers market if there's anything left. And then, and at the end of the day, after what's left, then we freeze. So it helps us just to keep a flow of keeping them real fresh that way.
Do you have to go back over the berries that have been picked by your UPIC customers or not?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
That is one of the things that we think is very necessary to do so that, that you don't have some overripe berries out there, and especially with this fruit fly. They need to be clean picked.
Well, thanks for sharing this information about blackberries with us, Trudy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us for this Center for Crop Diversification podcast.